friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the kasha that the Rambam in the Hilchos Avodim, in the ninth paragraph of the fifth halacha, writes that when a Jew buys an eved from a goy, he's kona the goof. And we ask from the Gemara in Yevamos, where we see not like that, where it's mavur lehedje b'gemara that the Jew who buys an eved from an akum is only kona lemaisi adayim. And therefore, if the guy is tibble himself to become Jewish, that before he becomes an eved for this Jew, that shichur is mafkia the shibud, because ma'isi adayim kinyan the ma'isi adayim is only a shibud, and tefila is mishachur the eved from being an eved and from that shibud. There's no kinyan aguf, so we see not like the Rambam. How is the Rambam going to defend himself? We saw Reb Chaim Halevi that when a Jew acquires an eved from a goy, that means that the Jew has the schus to be matbil and l'shem avdus, and then he's going to have a kinyan aguf. But before the goy is tovel l'shem avdus, he doesn't yet have a kinyan aguf. So we asked, where does the Israel get this shibud to be matbil and l'shem avdus? And how can the Jew get something from the goy that the goy himself doesn't have? Like the Gemara says, the svara, that the goy can only sell what the goy has. And the goy doesn't have a kinyan for kinyan aguf. So how can he sell that to the Jew? The Jew has the right to be tovelim for kinyan aguf. So that summarizes in a nutshell what we learned in the previous shir. And now we are going to go in the derech of Moreno Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba Zatzal. His shiurim are just so geschmack, it's not even shaykh. So we begin with the Rosh. The Rosh in Bava Basra in Perak Yesh Nochel in Siman Lamed Ches talks about Matnas Beis Choron. That there was a certain Jew and his father couldn't get enough from him, and he was making a chasana, so he wanted to be makne somebody else all the food so that the father would be able to be nene. And then he was makdish, the friend was makdish, and he said, would he be makdish? I didn't give it to you for that. So Chachamim said that a matana, that if you're makdish, it's not hektish, it wasn't given for hektish purposes, it's not a matana. So says the Rosh, ve'ena matana ache tehei bilshuso, lasos ba kol tzorche cheftzo. V'hainu dafik shenos noistam. So it's not a matana until it's yours, to do whatever you want with it. And that's dafka when he gives it to him stam. אבל אם פירש דבורוב, אפילו נוסן שלא ליתן ושלא למכור ושלא להקדיב, שלא יעשה בשום דבר, כי אם דבר אחד, אבי מתונה לאוסו דולו. The Rosh says that it's not a matana until the person can do whatever he wants with it, but that's dafka if he gives it to him stam. But if he says to him explicitly that I'm giving it to you as a gift, but you can't sell it, can't give it away, can't give it to Hekdesh, can't do anything with it, just one thing, it's a matana. So this is a peladik Rosh. If he's meforesh, if he says explicitly, I'm giving it to you for one thing, it's a good matana, it counts. But if he gives it to him stam, but the bailim, person who gave it doesn't want him to be makdish, he wasn't giving it to him to be makdish, that's no good. So we want to understand, if you give it to him beferush for only one thing, he can't do anything with it except for one thing, that's beseder gamur. But if you give it to him stam and he can do anything he wants with it except for one thing, like being makdish, then it's no good. So you see from the Rosh that in Kinyanim there are two Inyanim. Ha'echad Kinyan Stam Shu Kinyan Kloli. Ve'oz Eino Tzorich Lasos Kinyan Le'inyan Kol HaPorotim Ela Kevan Shu Shalo Memele Yeshlo Es Kol HaPorotim. There's a general Kinyan, and then you don't have to make a Kinyan for all the details. Since it's yours, Memele, you have all the details. And then there's a kinyan poroti, which is a specific kinyan for this specific detail or specific details. like a kinyan lagabe koach ishtamshus, or a kinyan lagabe akoach lahaktish. So now we can understand the Rosh. That by matnas beis choron, he gave him a kinyan stam, and if nevertheless he can't be makdish, it's not considered a matana, since it's a kinyan stam. Memela, he has to have all the kochos of bailus, that include even the koach lahaktish. And if he can't be makdish, then it's not a kinyan stam. And a kinyan proti, he didn't give it to him. And therefore it's not a matan. In other words, he's kerech mikan v'kerech mikan. He's missing on both ends. When he gives it to him as a kinyan stam, he has to have all the kochos habailus if he's giving it to him as a kinyan stam. If he can't be makdish, then it's not a kinyan stam. It's not a general kinyan. It's not a general unspecified kinyan because he can't be makdish. So since he can't be makdish, it's not considered a kinyan stam. And it's also not a kinyan proti because he didn't give it to him as a specific kinyan. He gave it to him stama. He gave it to him without specifying. So he's missing out on the kinyan klali and the kinyan prati. But let's say he gives it to him explicitly only for one thing, then it's a kinyan prati. And the others he didn't give him. So if you're going to give him a kinyan stam, then it's got to be for everything. And if you're giving him it as a kinyan prati, then it's even one thing is enough. And that explains why, if he gives it to him stam, but he can't be makdish, it's no good, because then it's not a kinyan klali, it's not a stam kinyan, because he can't be makdish. And it's also not a kinyan prati, because he didn't specify. But if he gives it to him as a kinyan prati, then it's beseder, as long as he specifies what he's being marketed to him for. Ve'al pizem mitbarim devrei Rambam. And now we can understand the Rambam. Bekoine eved min ha'akum. Shekeshekoinem eved, ha'kinyan be'eved, hu'kinyan stam. When you buy an eved from a goy, this kinyan is a kinyan stam. Begam la'akum hakone akum is kinyan stam. And also when the goy buys another goy from another goy, it's a kinyan stam. And that the goy only has a kinyan l'maisi yadav is not because it's a kinyan prati l'maisi yadav, because it's a kinyan stam. And it should be a kinyan haguf. Just the goy only has a kinyan the maisi adayim igzeres hakasav v'mehem tiknu. It's not shaykh that the goy should have more than maisi adayim. However, when he's maknit to the Jew is receiving from the goy the kinyan stam that he had. When he's maknit to the Jew is receiving from the goy the kinyan stam that he had. And mikoch this kinyan stam, this general unspecified kinyan, the Yisrael has a shibud now to be matbil in l'shem avdus. And that's because mitzad kinyan stam, he has to have everything that shayach, that includes kinyan aguf. And since if he's matbil in l'shem avd kinyan, he's going to have a kinyan aguf, memela shemikoach kinyan stam, yesh lo olav shibud latbil l'shem avdus kadei shiyeh lo kinyan aguf. Just by a goy, it wasn't shaykh mitzad the kinyan stam, he should have a shibud latbil l'shem avdus. Because there's no kinyan avdus by a goy mitzad gzeres hakosav of mehem tiknu, they don't have a kinyan aguf. Nefri alin is a kinyan l'may sedayim, but a Jew, where it's shaykh that he should have a kinyan evit kinayini bagufo, he has mikoach a kinyan stam, this shibud, to be matbil l'shem evit kinayini. In other words, There's a certain hagdara we're dealing with here, and that hagdara, that definition, is kinyan stam, a general unspecified kinyan. When a goy owns another goy as an eved, and he has a kinyan stam, That kinyan stam is a kinyan lemaisi adam, is exeris hakasav, he can't have a kinyan aguf. But it includes whatever it can include. Whatever, because we said a kinyan stam is all inclusive. It can't exclude anything, otherwise it's not a kinyan stam. So for the guy, it's all inclusive, whatever it can include. And that's a kinyan lemaisi adam. And when the Jew buys it from him, the Jew is buying it also as a kinyan stam. But for the Jew, kinyan stam has a different meaning than it does for a goy. For a Jew, a kinyan stam implies all that it entails for a Jew, which would include kinyan aguf, or the possibility of being matbil him l'shem avdus, that he would have kinyan aguf. So mikoch that kinyan stam, that general unspecified kinyan, since now it's translated into the Jew's kinyan stam, there's a shibud here allowed to be l'shem avdus. There's a lean now in this guy that he could be matbil l'shem avdus, and then he has a kinyan aguf. And this, we understand, me'efu yeshli Yisrael, we asked him, Reb Chaim, me'efu yeshli Yisrael shibud lat bil l'shem avdus, based on what we explain, he has this mikoach hakinyan stam that he was makabel from the goy. And we also understand how the Jew has more than the goy has. Because be'emes, the goy also has a kinyan stam, just the goy is limited, because there's exeris hakosav that limits him. But in principle, he has what's defined as a kinyan stam, which is anything it can mean from him, as much as it can mean for him. And for him, it can only mean kinyan lemaisi adayim. But it's still a kinyan stam. But now the one that's translated to the Jew, who doesn't have that ikuv from the gzeres hakosav of mehem tikno, for him, the Jew, it means a kinyan aguf. The be'emes gam eitzel ha'akum haya b'din she'elo hachshibud mikoach ha'kinyan stam. The guy also has a kinyan stam, he should also have this shibud of kinyan aguf. But he has this ikuv of mehem tikno. And therefore, when it's transferred to the Jew, now the Jew has unlimited kochos, because the Jew has his kinyan stam, and he's not limited by the mehem tikno. And it really could be matbi l'shem avdus. ומצאנו כי גבנה במה שכוסף הרשב"א בסוגין. The Rashba writes, "Dibur maschus shaboy gufei." Holama davar doime liish shekana eved lemaisi yadayim lizman v'chazav lakach umochal amaisi yodov toich hazman lemi mishtabed lo l'rabbi orishon. What's this similar to? Person who's koinin eved lemaisi yadayim for a certain period of time, and then the buyer is moichlan as maisi adayim, who toch hazman. So who's he mishtabe to? His first owner. So asks Rabbeinu Abba, I don't understand. Why does the maisi adayim go back to the moicher? He was moicher the maisi adayim lazman. So he's mistalik. He removes himself from the maisi adayim. And if lokech is moichlan the maisi adayim toch hazman, the Maisi Adam should be Hefker, we call it Kaidim Zoche. How does it go back to the Moicher? So we see from this that there are two inyanim in a kinyan. Echod hu etzem hakinyan shelo. V'gam yesh kol haschuyos mamon sheyiso b'totam hakinyan shelo. There's the etzem hakinyan, and then there's the schuyos mamon that come out of the kinyan. And where the Baal HaKinyan aguf is makin el ha'achar kinyan peiris. So the etzem hakinyan is by the kinyan aguf, and mitzad his kinyan, it should be that even now the kinyan peiros goes to him, because that's one of the schuyas mamon. But he was makin as someone else the kinyan peiros. That's makiv that he shouldn't get the kinyan peiros. But when the baal kinyan peiros is mafgir as kinyan peiros, so memela this, the maisi adayim of this eved goes back to the original owner. So here also, even though by the goy there was no shibut to be matul l'shem av kanai mikoch hakinyan stam, when he was moicher the kinyan stam, he saw husar ha'ikuv. That's what we're comparing. You see, husar ha'ikuv, the ikuv, what was holding back, is removed. As if when the person sells, like the Rashba has, when the person sells the evet just for the Maisi Adayim Lazman, now there's an Ikuv. He still owns the Eved, the Gufa Eved. But there's an Ikuv in the Maisi Adayim that he can't have them because the Lokech has them. But now the Lokech is Moichel, so then Memela, that Ikuv that holds back the original owner from getting the Peiris, is removed and he gets the Peiris. Here also, when the Goy owns the Eved, in theory he should have him completely. But there's an Ikuv, there's Xeris Hakosuf, but now that he sells him to the Jew, this Ikuv is removed. So there's more to say, but Baruch Hashem, we've made some, we've advanced. We still have to deal with the kash of the Imre Moshe B'li Neder, and we will see continuing the philosophy Mitaras Hashem. I just ask that you stay tuned, and it's going to be super duper. So please. Stay with us, and I thank you so much for listening. And we should be so chalumo du lalami lishmar balaso. So the chaim is called divrei sama darasa diahava. And we should always remember that sof davar hakol nishma ve'et Elohim yira ve'et mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol haadam.